days, in exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Yeah. Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
Hurricane Ian is not done yet. The storm, which regained hurricane status over the Atlantic, expected to make landfall early this afternoon near Charleston, South Carolina. The top sustained winds around 85 miles per hour. In Florida, rescue efforts are ongoing across the southwestern part of the state, where Ian made landfall as a Category 4 hurricane. Russian President Putin formally taking control of four areas of Ukraine following Kremlin-orchestrated referendums that the West has denounced as a sham. The federal fiscal year ends at midnight. And later today, the House will vote on a stopgap spending bill to keep the federal government up and running into the new fiscal year. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 231 points, NASDAQ futures 96 points higher. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
From Kingstone Studios, No Vacancy, an incredible true story comes to Salem now.
Now they want to purchase a motel and turn it into a shelter for homeless families.
A demoted journalist, a recovering addict, and a pastor fighting for the homeless find themselves at the end of hope.
I got 45 signatures right here, Mayor, against this proposal from my neighborhood.
It's like the Grapes of Wrath.
Starring T.C. Stallings, Sean Young, and Dean Cain.
Feed the hungry and house the homeless. That's what we're supposed to do.
It means you have tenants.
I know, I'm
going to... You're going to have them leave today, or I'm going to terminate your lease.
You didn't want to do this piece.
Things change. You have to run it tomorrow.
No, not a chance.
The nicest thing anybody ever done for me.
Streaming now. Find it at salemnow.com.
The weekend's coming, it's Friday. I got 2 days off, I am so excited. It's Friday, week is almost over. Friday night, I won't be sober. Hey, it's Friday. Hope it goes fast now. Saturday, I'll take a nap. I get off of work. I get off of work. I get off of work at 5. Don't have to return. Don't have to return till Monday morning at 9.
And welcome to Friday morning on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We are all Rich is here.
Wee.
And In the corner wearing their dark robes.
Can we get them more excited? Can we try that one more time with
them? Well, it's me, so I don't know how much more excited they can get.
See if they can just pump something into the...
Have some meth.
All right? Hail Jay! All Hail Jay!
Now that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. And that's the kind of enthusiasm we hear about Jay when we're out and about.
Stop eating the product.
I love this job, but I am very glad it's Friday because I have had the most incredible week of my life.
I know you have, and you got to be, like you said, you were operating on adrenaline, but also I'm thinking fumes, too.
No nap this week, but and lots of bike riding to burn off all that happy angst. It's just, and I don't know if they're listening at the moment, but Janelle and Whitney are. Well, let's put it this way. It's rare that a goose migrates north. So the migration is over now.
Somebody said that the other day at bomb hours, right?
Yes, I'm trying to think who was the one that said that, because that was funny.
That was funny.
If you were the one that said that...
Call 272.
Should be a note, yeah.
I told Janelle, she's... that was nice to meet her, and she's now my buddy. Well, she was my buddy before I met her, but...
Well, you were Uncle Weather. That's probably Uncle Weather. The person that made that funny line. Hi, with whom are we speaking?
This would be Kenny McMahon.
Kenny McMahon. He was the one.
What's up, man? How are you?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah, that was you.
It was me. I said it to you on Facebook Messenger.
That's right, yeah. I am sorry that I did not give you immediate attribution.
Oh, man, please.
Well,
that was what I'm after. I'm in the wrong line of work.
Are you catching up on on lawns and landscaping with this stretch of dry weather? Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet.
You know, I told you Brian fires me pretty regular.
Uh-huh.
I'm fired today.
Yeah, certainly we have had like a very abrupt and beautifully prolonged change of seasons here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you still have slots available. If you want to get rehired, we need to get you more work, right?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Mowing, edging, pressure washing.
I saw you guys in my neighborhood the other day, Halcyon Oaks. So
it's very possible. We all over.
Yes, you are.
East Montgomery.
Yes, you are.
And pretty soon you'll be sucking up the leaves, huh?
Yes, sir. Got that brand new machine ready to go.
It's amazing with the dry air and the wind. I've been seeing them, you know, like when I'm on my riding stuff, piling up all over the place.
My pool guy is saying, I said, you loving this weather? And he says, yeah, but it's leaf season now.
Yeah. That's an issue.
Yep.
Okay, so if you need any of those services, Turf Stalkers does a phenomenal job.
What's that phone number?
558-1611.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Kenny. And thanks for, by the way, Turf Stalkers put out all the appetizers at the bomb house party.
I know, and it was awesome.
Which was really, really nice.
Yeah.
We also, guess who else we want to say hello to this morning?
Jay Quallen.
Yes.
Is it back home?
She's home, and she's got two little ones.
I know.
And they're not understanding why mommy needs to stay in bed because she's recovering.
Yeah,
so, like many people go through a procedure, I don't know how it was for you, Jay, when you were going through your thing.
My gallbladder?
Yeah. I was so glad when I had my neck surgery, they just sent me home that day. But...
he didn't have two little ones, so...
Hospitals are very difficult places to sleep. Seems like... the vampires come at 3 in the morning to take your blood.
Yep.
It's okay, just go back to sleep, sure.
I mean, for me it was okay because they were pumping me with Dilaudid, and I was like, all right, that's fine, I'll go right back to sleep, no problem.
Not anymore.
God. That was my first experience with that drug. It was helpful. There wasn't any kind of abuse there with it, but it was... I've never experienced anything like
I'm not a doctor. I only play one on the radio, but I made a suggestion for Jacqueline to discuss with her physician.
Oh, okay, yeah. So the way that it worked for me, obviously, in the hospital, it was Dilaudid. They would come in at the middle of the night, draw blood, do whatever they had to do. But then they would put some more, you know, and I would just go right back to sleep. But when I got home, this is what changed the way that I... My gallbladder situation is the reason that I put my TV and all my video game stuff in the bedroom. Because I was stuck there for some time, and all I had was an iPad to watch television with, because that was the only comfortable place for me to be, was in bed on a certain position.
Same thing. Pretty much anything that's fun in my house is in my bedroom.
Okay. Check, please.
So, yeah, that's what got me to put a TV in the bedroom, got me to put my entertainment system and everything else. Yeah, that's what turned my bedroom into my den, I guess you could say, whatever it was. So,
two things that are prominent in my room. On top of one of my dressers, I have an almost 2-foot-tall goose that looks over the room. And then on the other side, I have my little artificial tree that changes with the season.
Yeah.
And it's all dressed up for Halloween. I wanted her to see that.
Aww.
All right, we are at 18 minutes after 6 already. Our TV topic today will be, what are we willing to stand in line forever for?
Not the Queen's death, I can tell you that.
No.
God, that was a long line. Is she on the road now? When are they hitting the road?
Let me see if I have a smoke signal from them.
I got a text a little while ago, and I think they're on the road.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
Watch out for those deer on 231, baby.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victory Land Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older. Must be present to win.
Another cool morning. Yeah, we are in the mid-50s this morning. Today will be another comfortable day. Lots of sunshine, low humidity, breezy again, with winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour, but not as windy as it was yesterday. Yesterday was pretty substantial. All of that's associated with the circulation around Ian, which is heading towards Charleston, South Carolina this morning. It'll be there around noon as a Category 1, and it could cause extensive flooding because it's the storm surge is coming in at up to 7 feet right around high tide. And Charleston floods when somebody sweats. High near 80 here locally today. Clear, quite cool tonight. Overnight low 53. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs 80 to 82. Sunshine, not as windy, but still very, very comfortable. And little change next week, an extended period of dry weather. Right now this morning, north winds at 8 miles per hour. Clear skies, 55 at 620.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. To form a winning team, you need the best players. When it comes to taking care of your property, you need the best equipment. You need a Kubota from Capital Tractor. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. That's a winning team. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
What is in your mouth?
Why do you want to know?
You want to know why? You want to know why? Because today is National Chewing Gum Day.
Good. You got any gum?
I got you some gum.
We've got chewing gum.
You give me gum gum.
I give you gum gum?
The average person chews 300 pieces of gum a year.
It is National Chewing Gum Day today.
National Chewing Gum Day.
It's showtime.
It is 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Later on this morning, we do the Seafood Bistro gift card giveaway. And we may be playing Dead or Alive, or I may look into a fresh edition of Little Kid or Drunk Adult.
Hey, yay. Was waiting for that.
Yeah, if any of the girls were listening, I would play one of those. But I don't know. You said you got a text from them?
Well, I said safe travels, and I got a response on... I assumed they were ready to go. That was about an hour ago.
Hey, since we just heard from our buddy Kenny McMahon, Turf Stalkers, by the way, is a company that gets all of their equipment at Lewis Lawn. They are Wright and Walker people, but yesterday on my ride, there was a trailer. This is full of equipment, and everything had the Lewis Lawn tag on it. Now, if you're in the business, You got to partner up with a company that not only sells great products, but can service and repair them as needed, because the window to make money is, well, it's not a year-round thing. So you can't afford to lose time, especially at the peak of the mowing season. So if something needs to be fixed or repaired, you got to have a place to take it. I think that's just as important for the person that does their own. When you buy a product at Lewis Lawn, whether it's an individual push mower or a tractor-sized mower or any of the great products that fall in between, you bring it there for service or repair, and your warranty has real value there. You buy something from a box store, and they give you an 800 number to call, and it's no fun. In addition to all the great products, it's an awesome time of the year to make a deal because the mowers and other products have model years, so they want to move out the 22 inventory that remains so they can make room for the 23s that are coming in. So they'll be open shortly. There may be somebody there right now getting a head start in the day. Chad Sasser is our point guy for products and services and promotions. Haley and TJ will make sure you have top-notch customer service, and the service team behind the scenes keeps you going and mowing. At Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig, and they're open at 7 this morning till 5 every afternoon, Monday through Friday. 244-9191 is their number. So no luck with little kid or drunk adult so far.
Oh.
I know.
Here's our picture on TV.
Oh.
That's our two-minute cue, folks.
I like that. There we are, on the tube.
You sure is ugly.
I didn't ask for a review. Did not ask for a review.
Jay keeps saying we should take another picture.
I think we should.
Well, then I withdraw my statement.
Because I've lost weight since that picture was taken. I would like to see the results. So, you know what? I left my... You guys need to handle this for a minute while I go get my stuff off the...
Oh, I'll get it for you.
I have Rich Thomas as my errand boy. Huh. I didn't say anything.
You're driving the boat.
All right. Rich and his faithful companion. Later on this morning, we'll have our rocket scientist of the day. Oh, and when we come back, we better have the Baumhauer's phrase that feeds. I am just catching up to things this morning. Thank you, sir. You are the man. At 6:23. Timeline coming up, too, with today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Let me pray this.
Pray?
Huh?
Let us pray.
Let me play this brief disclaimer.
When will they ever learn?
I don't know.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You got splinters in the windmill to your mind.
All right. Any second now, we should be ready to go, right? We got the board is all set up.
Oh.
Well, I just heard a snort. We heard a snort.
We got a snort out of Janae.
Is it 9 o'clock yet?
Later on, people worry that if their dogs could talk, they would not be politically correct. Good. You got to get humans to stop being that way.
All right, we are the pregnant pause here.
Yeah.
Line to see the Queen's casket this week. So what's the longest you've ever waited in line for something? A new poll found that most of us, it's only an hour or two, but close to 1 in 10 people have waited 5 hours or more in a line. I'm one of those people, but we'll see if any of our Blue Water friends have also waited in long lines. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I think the last thing I waited a long time in line for was during one of the giant lottery jackpots. On the day of the drawing, there was about 20 people ahead of me. But hey, when you have a chance to win $1 billion, you wait.
Last minute tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I was in.
When it comes to the money, you wait for it.
At one point in the pandemic, and I can't remember why I had to go to the urgent care place, but it was the longest urgent care wait ever.
Oh, man.
Ever.
Yeah. What happened to me during the pandemic, I had a mild fever. Mm-hmm. And when word got back to the radio station that I had a fever, everybody thought I had COVID. So I was not allowed to come back until I went and got tested. I had to wait an hour and a half just to get tested. Yeah. And then that long half hour for the test results to came back, which were negative. I never had it. Never got diagnosed with it the whole time.
Jay, you used to do the Black Friday
Yeah, I used to. I don't do that anymore.
I know, but what's the longest you've ever waited for?
The longest I've ever waited in a line was, oddly enough, not for Black Friday. The longest, it's not a long line, but the longest I ever waited in line was for a concert.
Oh.
Yeah, because...
That makes sense.
Was that U2?
It was a U2 show, yeah. Yeah. It's any of the U2 shows. I get there as early as I can in the morning.
Yeah.
I get in the general admission line so I can get as close to the stage as possible. And that's usually you're there from about 5 in the morning until the end of the show that night at 10.
Oh, my gosh.
Or 11, ever how long it goes. It is nuts, I know.
See, I believe in a process called scalping.
That one, Jay.
It's not the scalping thing doesn't get you closer to the stage.
It doesn't?
No, no. It's general admission, so it's...
You don't wait in line,
Brian? Oh, I see.
What's the longest you've ever waited for anything, Brian?
I really don't know. I mean... Well, I was saying during the commercial break, maybe 72 hours from Friday to Monday so I get to see Greg again.
Oh, that must be an eternity.
Yeah.
Is that what kicked off the musical interlude from Janae there?
Yeah. You guys heard that?
Yes, we did. We also heard a little snort there, too.
That was a loud snort.
Oh, man. The longest I've actually had to wait in line was at... a theme park, Disney World,
yep.
Where we were waiting for the Harry Potter ride that was inside the castle. Now, this is a funny story. So the line, because it was a new ride that year, the line was 5 hours.
Oh, that's crazy.
You go through the castle and you see all of the themes and the fun rooms and stuff that kind of take you through the journey of the movie before you get to the ride. Now, this particular ride, it was a roller coaster, but it was one of those visual roller coasters that you had to, like, see. And I didn't have my glasses on, so I waited 5 hours to get on a roller coaster that I couldn't see.
Oh, man.
The thing is, you wait that long, and the ride itself is, what, 2.5 minutes? And that's it.
I think it should be illegal that if they have an attraction where the line is longer than an hour, they should be required to post that information so people don't stand there all day. You pay the prices
are
ridiculous to get in.
They do have like posts at different parts of the lines that tell you if you're standing here,
right,
this is how long the wait is from the point you're standing at.
I will never pay to wait in line,
especially at theme parks, but especially Disney. Just how long people wait for certain.
That's why they have Fast Pass now. Is that what it's called?
You were there all day.
But that's why people spend like a week or two in Disney, because in order to get through all the stuff in the park, you have to wait in those long lines.
Fast Pass was a good idea.
Yeah.
Does that cut the wait down from like 5 hours to 2.5?
Yeah, well, no, you go and you apply for a time.
Oh, I see.
And then you get in a fast line. So, I've been in long food lines, like for food trucks. You know, that's frustrating.
Well, sometimes, you know, it's just worth it. You have to figure out what's my time worth. So if you can pay somebody to wait in line or buy a ticket at a much higher price, that's how you rationalize those decisions.
Yep.
Because I don't have time to wait for nothing.
That's true.
I was in a long iPhone line one time.
I don't know if I'd be like Jay and wait for a concert from 5 a.m. to when the doors open.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm still going to ever be able to do that again.
Like 7 that night.
Yeah, I don't know that I can do that again.
I can't imagine.
That was back in my younger days.
Did you know that? That's the question. Was it worth it?
Was the concert worth the wait?
Yeah, I can show you some pictures from that concert. It to get that close and to just kind of be right there, that's the only way I've ever experienced it. And so I don't know any other way.
But 13 hours to see a casket, I'm wondering.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that one.
I'm wondering about, what about bathroom, going to the bathroom? What about that? You know,
you make friends with the people in line.
That. You don't even get to see the queen.
They hold your spot.
You just see the cat. Like, who said she was even in there?
She wasn't even in there, let's be honest.
Well, and not to be ghoulish, what's the point if it's not open? You're just looking at a flag over
a
box.
It's just history, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, on that note, we'll have to wait another, 72 hours to talk to you guys again.
We're in line.
I know it's going to be excruciating, Ryan.
I know. I'll cry myself to sleep.
Bye, guys.
See you.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
All righty then. I'm going to move that till the end of the weather. And let's see. We're going to get our first look at the roads here with Skipper. Let's do that now, and then we'll come back with the timeline for the last day of September.
Yeah. Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road, and check them out on Facebook.
It is 6:31.
Well, in Prattville this morning, we have a very bad accident. It's on Highway 82 right near American Pickers. Right now, they're rerouting westbound traffic down Gin Shop Hill Road and then to 4th Street where it goes back over to 82. We have an entrapment at the accident site, possible injuries there. Very bad situation. Please avoid the area if you can. Everywhere else around the area, we've got light to moderate traffic this morning. We're looking pretty good on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Tuesday, October 4th, Trenum State will have an open house at their Patterson campus. Learn about their degrees in business, automotive and diesel, computers, robotics, medical, and so much more. October 4th, Patterson campus, 4 to 8, Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Time now for the Baumhauer's Victory Grill Ultimate Iron Bowl Tailgate Experience Phrase That Feeds.
I think it's pretty cool.
And the phrase that feeds is...
Wall-to-wall TV. Which is certainly what you can look forward to at either Baumhauer's location. Of course, downtown, they're open for lunch in the RSA building at 201 Union. And on the Boulevard, whatever the game, including this weekend, soon it'll be baseball playoff time, get a gang together, do party trays, whatever. They make it so easy and affordable. So wall-to-wall TVs, and they just redid all of the televisions at the Boulevard location. So you'll have plenty of options for viewing. Let them know that you got a group if you have one coming in, too.
I've got wall-to-wall
TVs, too.
It's just like being at Rich's house. Except the food, well...
Well, there's more food at Baumhauer's, and it's much better.
Oh, I think it's very competitive. Very competitive. Wall-to-wall TVs now this afternoon, right after 3 o'clock. I will ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228 with that phrase. And if you are the seventh caller, you will qualify for a drawing that will occur shortly after. Somebody that qualified this week wins the Lunch Bunch for 6, and that person then qualifies to win the Ultimate Iron Bowl tailgating experience from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Jot the number down, 272-9228. 6:33, the timeline next.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family. And that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586, 368, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, let's see if we can catch that fish.
You got him, Dad.
You're living a good life. Don't let COVID change that. If you're 50 or older and get COVID, you're twice as likely to end up in the hospital. Your risk is even higher if you have a condition like lung disease. The sooner you get your updated COVID vaccine, the sooner you'll increase your protection.
Find updated vaccines at vaccines.gov.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli. Jeff, why are we making a commercial at 6 in the morning?
Ugh.
Jeff Baranko here. What better way to let everyone know we open at 6 a.m.?
But that doesn't mean we have to record the commercial at 6 a.m.
This is true. It is 6:36. I rarely shut it down to bring your attention to something. But if you're up and near a window or able to go outside, take a look at the sunrise this morning. I have never seen the sky that orange, and I'm wondering, is that a possible connection to the circulation around Ian?
Where's the orange at?
East of
here. Gotta go that way?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful-looking car.
That's my Rogue from Jack Ingram Nissan. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later. At 6:37 with the timeline for the last day of September, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Right, you are, TO announcer. It is the 233rd day of the year. There are 92 days left. National Chewing Gum Day. You know why? On account of, you want to know why?
You mean?
Because on the count of, you want to know why?
I have no idea why.
It is William Wrigley's birthday.
Oh.
He would have been 153 today. It's mulled cider day. Have you ever had mulled cider?
I don't think so.
First of all, cider is different than apple juice.
It is.
You've had apple juice, right?
I've had apple cider before, but mulled cider, I have no idea.
Yeah. Many episodes of the Andy Griffith Show include cider that hardened.
Right, and became alcoholic.
Barney got drunk.
And it's National Love People Day. You know what? People who need people are the luckiest people in the world.
Somebody should make a song with that lyric.
People are people. Why does it seem?
So, we've been talking about Aaron Judge. We've been talking about home runs. On this date, 95 years ago in 1927, Babe Ruth hits number 60. He held that single-season home run record for 34 years until Roger Maris broke it in 61. And now, Aaron has tied the record.
Yes.
Not broken it yet, but that will happen, right?
They're playing the Orioles this weekend in Yankee Stadium.
Oh, I mean, if you're playing the Orioles.
The Orioles have been pretty good this year. They had a chance to finish over 500.
Better than normal, yeah.
It's the Red Sox that suck.
On this date in 1939, the first college football game is televised. It's shown on experimental TV station W2XPS, New York, which became WNBC, by the way. 1954, the USS Nautilus, the world's first nuclear submarine, is commissioned by the U.S. Navy. This is the date in 55, James Dean killed in a two-car collision in California. 1960, The Flintstones premiered on ABC. It was a primetime TV show. It was very successful. 62, a riot broke out when U.S. Marshals escorted James Meredith to the University of Mississippi as the first African-American student. The governor had tried to interfere, of course, with the school's desegregation. 1971, Isaac Hayes released the theme from Shaft. Can you dig it? On this date, 50 years ago today, 1972, baseball fact, Roberto Clemente got his 3,000th and last hit for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He was killed in a plane crash 3 months later on New Year's Eve. You know what I didn't get to see in Pittsburgh was the Clemente Museum, which is right next to the stadium. Now our song of the day. It was released in the springtime of 1977. Songs in the Key of Life is the album. Stevie Wonder is the artist. The song was written as a tribute to Duke Ellington, the jazz legend who died in 74. Lyrics also mention Count Basie, Glenn Miller, Louis Armstrong, and Ella Fitzgerald. Love the horns in this song. Sir Duke here.
Music is a world within itself. The language we all understand.
are too naughty for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away if that's the A when the people start to move.
Your breakfast with your toast and coffee this morning on the state of 1978. I Wanna Kiss You All Over by Exile peaks at number one.
And over again.
And over again. You know, they they became a country group, I think, after that.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, Exile. On this date in 82, Cheers debuts. Everybody Knows Your Name on his NBC on Must See Thursday Night, right? 2005, Michael.
Was it Thursday that it premiered on?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it Thursday, it ended on Thursdays.
Oh,
but I mean, did it start Thursday night?
Well, now you got me wondering. I'm second guessing myself.
I'm going to have to look that up. Has it always been a Thursday night show?
I thought so. Prove me wrong.
No. It's not about proving you wrong. It's just I'm
curious. Sure it is.
All right, fine.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to look it up.
Check it out. You sounded like Seinfeld for a moment there. Oh, fine. I'm going to look it up.
I'll check it out. What's the deal with Cheers?
2005, Michael Eisner resigned as CEO of Disney. 2017, Let's Make a Deal host Monty Hall died at age 96. Boy, he was really good on that.
He really was. He was the best host of that.
He was the best. He was Canadian, too. Broadway star and TV star Christopher Jackson, who is the big guy in Hamilton, is 37 today. Kieran Culkin, Macaulay's younger brother, is 40 today. Actress Crystal Bernard, who played Helen on Wings, is 61. Eric Stoltz is 61. Marty Stewart is a country singer-songwriter. He's 64. Fran Deschler is 65. What a voice. Barry Williams, who is Greg on the Brady Bunch, 68 today. Marilyn McCoo of the Fifth Dimension is 79. How old do you think Johnny Mathis is?
Ooh.
Chances are you'll know.
See what he did there? Because chances are it's probably his signature song. So he worked it into a sentence saying, chances are you'll know how
Thanks
old he is.
Thanks for explaining that.
87? That was lucky.
Chances are you're right. How old do you think Angie Dickinson is today?
She's still alive?
Yeah.
92.
91.
Oh, I only missed by one.
But I'll still do this. Okay, now countdowns. 32 days till Halloween, 37 days till the time change, 59 days till Thanksgiving dinner is on the table, and 86 days until Christmas. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now here's
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call today, 855-777-9785.
As South Carolina poises for a hurricane, is poised for a hurricane, rather, we are having another very comfortable day. We're on the nice, dry side of Ian with lots of sunshine today, low humidity, breezy again, but not as windy as yesterday, and a high temperature up to about 80. Clear skies, quite cool, 53 tonight.
Then tomorrow and Sunday, highs 80 to 82, sunshine, no effects from Ian whatsoever, not as breezy over the weekend, and little change next week, an extended string of comfortable days, it looks like at least 10 days of dry weather around here, and that's pretty amazing, but that's also normal for this time of the year. Right now, clear skies in 55, 647.
Tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can make your dream of owning a home a reality. ASC is owned by its members, so their rates are better than the big financial institutions. Visit your local branch or apply online today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I have had many conversations with Donnie Turner, and I remember him talking about when he first opened up Montgomery Paint and Body and how dedicated they were to that first customer and the result they produced, because you build a business off that. Word of mouth gets around. Yep. And you want to build your reputation starting with number one. And what's great about MPB, and I was just there recently, walking around saying hi to the crew, and that same level of dedication. Each customer, even though they've repaired thousands and thousands of cars over four decades, they still look at each car as one car at a time, if you will. They want to produce that same result so that the customer, even though they've been through all the grief that goes with being in an accident, drives off in a car that looks as good as new, maybe better. They are your advocate with the insurance company to make sure that everything that's damaged is replaced, repaired, repainted, whatever needs to be done is done. And they go to bat for you so that you get what you pay for, more bang for your buck, if you will. Their number is 27REC with a W, and Alabama law allows you to choose who's going to fix your vehicle. So choose wisely and choose MPB, Donnie and Brandon Turner, on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Again, the number 27REC, REC spelled with a W. We have your SMR News replay, The Cheap and Trashy, coming up.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Check, please.
Hurricane Ian is not done yet. The storm, which regained hurricane status over the Atlantic, expected to make landfall early this afternoon near Charleston, South Carolina. The top sustained winds, around 85 miles per hour. In Florida, rescue efforts are ongoing across the southwestern part of the state, where Ian made landfall as a Category 4 hurricane. Russian President Putin formally taking control of four areas of Ukraine following Kremlin-orchestrated referendums that the West has denounced as a sham. The federal fiscal year ends at midnight. Later today, the House will vote on a stopgap spending bill to keep the federal government up and running into the new fiscal year. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 231 points, NASDAQ futures 96 points higher. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
From Kingstone Studios, No Vacancy, an incredible true story comes to Salem now.
Now they want to purchase a motel and turn it into a shelter for homeless families.
A demoted journalist, a recovering addict, and a pastor fighting for the homeless find themselves at the end of hope.
I got 45 signatures right here, Mayor, against this proposal from my neighborhood.
Like the grapes of wrath. Starring T.C. Stallings, Sean Young, and Dean Cain.
Feed the hungry and house the homeless. That's what we're supposed to do.
It means you have tenants.
I know, Mom.
But you're going to have them leave today, or I'm going to terminate your lease.
You didn't want to do this piece.
Things change. You have to run it tomorrow.
No, not a chance.
The nicest thing anybody ever done for me.
Streaming now. Find it at salemnow.com.
Welcome to Hope.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
Well, we had a very bad accident a little earlier on Highway 82. It's just up from Prattville Pickers. This is what they're doing. They've shut down Highway 82, but here are the detours. If you're leaving Prattville on 82, you'll have to take Jenshop Hill Road over to 4th Street and then back down to 82. If you're coming into Prattville on Highway 82, they're going to route you by the golf course, which will take you over to Highway 14 and then back up to 82. We have an entrapment at the accident site. Injuries there. In Montgomery, looking a little bit better. We're just busy on the boulevards this morning. Toyota factory cranking them out again, and truckloads of Toyotas are arriving every day at Reinhart Toyota. Get your new Toyota at Reinhart Toyota, East Boulevard, Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
It's here. It's happening now. Registration for Adams Drug's Super Shopping Spree. Adams Drug's is celebrating 60 years of serving the families in the River Region. To celebrate this, we're going to give one lucky person the chance to win thousands of dollars in gifts and products. One lucky winner will have 60 seconds to run through the Adams Drug's Wetumpka store and grab items from the gift section and over-the-counter area. Prescription medications are excluded from the shopping spree. Registration is open now. Come into any Adams Drug's location and fill out a registration form. You cannot register online or on our website. You have to visit one of our stores. You can register each day, but it is limited to one per day per family. You have until October 28th to register, so hurry. We will choose the winner on November 1st. The shopping spree will take place on Thursday, November 3rd. This will be the most exciting 60 seconds of your life. Please see our website, adamsdrugs.net, for shopping spree details and rules. We look forward to serving you and your family for 60 more years.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Guys, want an effective, affordable way to get ED medication 100% online? Whether you're looking for Viagra or Cialis, or generic medications as effective as Viagra but 90% cheaper, you can find it all through Hims. Hims is your go-to for doctor-trusted treatments to help you treat ED. Get ED treatment for as low as $3 per use and save up to $1,000 per month with generic for Viagra versus the brand name at 4hims.com/radio. If prescribed, your medication will be shipped to your door in discreet packaging. Do it all online. No in-person appointments. Get hard results with Hims or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. That's 4hims.com/radio to get started free. forhims.com/radio.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management?
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy Celebrity Hollywood Gossip and Showbiz Report. I'm your Cheap and Trashy anchor, Greg Boutel. Bruce Willis sold his image rights to an AI company. Last year, he sold the rights to his image to a company called Deep Cake. Have you heard of them? In Geekland, Deep Cake?
What now? No, that's Deep Fake.
No, it's called, the company is called Deep Cake. Anyway,
this is Bruce Willis, right?
Yes. So there's a digital twin of him that can be used to make new film projects. This probably was done in lieu of his
health issues.
Health issues, yeah. It's aphasia diagnosis.
Oh yeah, it's Deep Cake, but they use deep fakes. Is what they do. In other words, digitally put his face on other. Yeah, exactly.
Basically, the process will allow them to make movies with him, even if he's unavailable to make movies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, we have breaking news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
Yesterday, the palace in London posted the cause of death for Queen Elizabeth. Are you ready for this?
Old age? Is that right?
The cause of death was old age. Yeah. You are correct. You're a winner. But you're not eligible because you work here.
But I've never seen that on a... I didn't know they put that on a death certificate.
Steve-O, usually they just put natural causes.
Right.
Like when you're 96, you usually...
Yeah.
It's rare to be alive at that age. At least these days it is. Steve-O, or as we call him around here, Steve-O, is talking about his jackass stunts. And he says... He's got a book called A Hard Kick in the Nuts. And he says the dumbest thing he did was mess around with rocket fuel, which caused severe burns and grafts on 15% of his body. At least he was honest. He says, quote, my overdeveloped need for attention outweighs my desire for comfort. I didn't go to the hospital for 5 days, and it was the worst 5 days of my life.
Jet fuel?
Kim Kardashian lied. This has got to come as a blow to so many of you.
I'm shocked.
She said previously that she had never had a gray hair. That was a lie. And now I should actually introduce this my way because I think it's great news. And I think I know the real reason why.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news. And the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
The incredibly annoying, unfunny, and rating-killing Trevor Noah is leaving The Daily Show after 7 years.
I saw that, and I knew you would be thrilled.
I am. I'm not disappearing. He says, don't worry. If I owe you money, I still pay you. We had The Office on last night on Comedy Central since we are still barbarians and use cable. The problem with watching The Office on Comedy Central is that the promos for almost everything else they do are beyond annoying. This idiot, they give him one joke and you have to watch it like 500 times in a weekend. That show, since the days of Jon Stewart, has been in very steady decline, although they say they're going to continue it and look for a new host. Okay, what else we got here today? Jessica Simpleton said she lost 100 pounds by changing her eating habits. Well, that's got to come as a breakthrough revelation for people that are trying to lose weight.
Hey, like, I'll change my eating habits, and maybe that'll affect my weight.
Yeah, so now that she's lost 100 pounds, she says she has more energy, and I get to wear all the clothes that are in storage that I had saved for my daughters Maxwell and Birdie. She named one of her kids Birdie.
100 pounds is serious material.
Yeah.
Was it Songs in the Key of Life? Stevie Wonder, the Sir
DeVry? That's the name of the album.
Okay, yeah. Well, Coolio died on Wednesday, the 46th anniversary of the release of Stevie Wonder's album, Songs in the Key of Life. And it was that album that gave him the inspiration for Gangsta's Paradise. And I'll have to play that some morning as our opener. Since
I can see you playing Gangsta Paradise.
Since DJ Fresh on Jams told me I am the OG.
The OG?
OG.
The OG.
You are so out of it.
The OG?
Everybody knows that the OG is the original gangster. That's me.
What is that? That's just way better.
I have no idea.
Probably Rick on his way down. So. Movies premiering this weekend, Smile.
Oh. Somebody dropping off?
A horror movie, that's horror, not horror, starring Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick's daughter, Sosie Bacon?
Sosie?
S-O-S.